So it's a little warmer today. The sun is out. Beautiful day, almost in the 40s. And I'm doing the show, taking a little walk. Just letting you know, though, that if you hear some strange sounds like birds tweeting, a wind blowing, you know where it comes from. I'm gonna just take a little loop around my neighborhood and see how things are going. Around here is very quiet right now. Like I said, a beautiful day. I live in a sort of a housing complex. Not really, but you could call it that if you didn't know any better, because it's not a housing complex at all. Just a little neighborhood with houses that all look similar. No gates, nothing like that. No guards. Not even that many fences. Just people who like to mind their own business. And that's it. People who like to live, but not to their fullest abilities. Mainly because we are all trapped in that thing. What thing is that? The American way of life. The corporate way of life. Where the immediate family had to become the smallest and most important unit. So you have a group of three or four people depending on each other to survive, instead of an extended family where you would have 20 or 30 people sharing resources to help everyone get ahead. But we don't do that here. One small family has to struggle, and if they're lucky, and they're going broke, a matriarch or a patriarch, a grandparent will step in and help them, because usually in our society now anyway, the parents and the grandparents have collected more wealth than this generation is able to. This generation has to work for wages that don't even guarantee any type of middle class or normative survival. A person can work two jobs in our society and barely make it. In some people's cases, half the money they make can go just for rent. When you add all the other things on top of it, the expense of clothing, self-care, even auto expenses, including auto insurance and health care expenses, it's almost impossible for a person to live unless they find a very good job, and those are really scarce right now, especially since we're living in a pandemic. We tend to forget about that. It's easy to forget about that, and all the bells, the whistles, the explosive charges are going off everywhere. Reminding us of how silly human beings can be, and the truth that most of us never want to accept. That truth is that we no longer pull together during times of crisis. We spread apart. I think this is all because of a rule. Systemic rule, sociological rule, behavioral rule, you see. It says that when something happens that shakes up the system, it falls back to its natural behavior. Part of it just shuts off the feeling and the thinking part, and the survival mode just kicks in. And whatever is programmed into that survival mode becomes dominant. So back in the 30s and back in the 40s, when there was crisis and groups came together, that was the dominant behavior. Now, groups fly apart because the dominant behavior has changed. We have bought into the idea of individualism and competition, that our worth and value is weighed by how much we have, what we own, how we're able to make it in the world. We have the archetype in our society of the hero, Clint Eastwood. Now you have more women heroes also. The type you find in the new Star Wars series, who fight battles and who live alone. They walk off the battlefield. Maybe they'll go to the bar to drink, to fight. But they really don't have any significant other, because people like that can't afford to have family. People like that are the archetype of the hero. The one who is free, with no attachments, giving their life to a greater cause. The one who fights and dies, but does nothing else. The one that has a half-life. Instead of real life. And these ideas are fed to us to such an extent that we accept them deep in the core of our beings, deep in our hearts. And when stress comes up and we hear those things, we connect with those things, those thoughts and ideas come up, we think that we're following our hearts. But we're not following our hearts. We're following other people's ideas that are so deeply implanted into our egos and to the part of the mind called the shadow. So we're not really following our own hearts at all. We're following recorded memories that are recorded so deeply that they only exist in images and feelings that we don't understand and we can't challenge. So we are driven to do the things that we have learned how to do. It's gotten so bad that many people who call themselves religious or spiritual are in the same trap, thinking that Jesus wants you to lynch people, to break into Capitol buildings, to try to shoot and kidnap people. Thinking of the Prince of Peace as a demonic figure who wants to rape, kill, and destroy anyone who is not in alignment with the philosophy of love that he puts forward. A shift, a change, manipulation of the human psyche to such an extent that it's almost unbelievable. And we find ourselves now right in the midst of it, living on planet Earth in a pandemic. The question is, how do we have life on planet Earth? You see, just living is not enough. Just surviving is not enough. Living big is not enough. Because no matter what we have, usually, we have to come in contact with some other people. We have to be in the world. So even if we are a millionaire or billionaire, we have to come in contact with some other millionaire or billionaire that's probably, excuse my language, some type of selfish asshole who will be just like the ones that many of us are trying to escape by gathering all of the money. So the question is, how do we have life on planet Earth? How do we partake of the tree of life instead of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, of knowledge who is the best and who is the worst, knowledge how to use the labels to make ourselves feel better when something inside is torn and broken? How do we get back to the tree of life? There's a simple way for us to do that. You know, it sounds simple because it is simple. Visit our website at www.nextstepcoaching.mysite.com. That is www.nextstepcoaching.mysite.com. And you can learn about our Live Now coaching that can help you live your dreams right now with whatever finances you have. You can also become a patron there and help support this radio show and many of the other things that we are doing in order to make this world better for everyone. Become a patron and you can help create a better world right now. You can also make a donation here by tapping to subscribe here and also to become a supporter of this show. Very good to be with you on these podcasts. And we're wishing you the best in the year 2021. The way we begin to do this is in a few steps, probably three, but two at the least. And one can work if done effectively. We have to break down the walls that have us in a box. The box that we refer to as who and what we are. We have to realize that we are much more than we think we are. We are much more than people tell us we are. We have to find a way to return to the true self. The pristine self. The self does not process like some type of pre-made food, but the self that does the processing. Not the self that has been created, but the self that is creating. We have to tap into that creative nature of ourselves and begin to express it through arts, through music, through dance, through conversations into the night with friends and family, by reaching out into the community, creating opportunities for us to meet together, talk together, not in order to do business or to learn how to beat down people outside of our little groups, but in order to enjoy life. Over and over again during my lifetime, I prayed, asked for guidance, tried to understand why I was here. And I read all these books, study with all these teachers, I hear many people talking about our duty coming into the world to fight darkness and evil, and our duty being to help create a beautiful world. But the answer I get when I do those prayers is I'm here to experience life. I'm here to experience joy. And the work that I do as to changing the world comes not from me putting my nose to the grindstone or being a prophet or being a martyr. It comes from me enjoying life and being a vessel of love. And when one is full of love for oneself and the other, one spills that forth in the universe. And what love looks like and feels like is beauty and joy. And one attains this beauty and joy by enjoying life, taking in the beauty, taking in the wonder, taking in the love, and spilling it back out. There will be no more martyrs. There have been enough martyrs. Too many have died in order to try to push a world forward into enlightenment and awakening that doesn't want to go forward. And those who have always wanted to go have always done so. And so the goal in this generation is to live a life that reflects love, peace, joy, and beauty. It is to cultivate that within oneself and then to cultivate it. Second step I was talking about, cultivating that type of love and joy and peace in the community. And the third part is, if you in that community would like to cultivate it in the world. Truth is, though, if you really cultivate it in yourself, you begin to automatically cultivate it in your community. If you cultivate it in your community, someone in that community begins to cultivate it in the whole world. And then we live now in love. We live in peace. We live in joy. And that is what life is. Life is not fighting and struggling and putting your nose to the grindstone to make a better world or to make a better living or to have more. Life is about experiencing and finding ways to experience it fully and completely right now without having to have tons of money, not having to have the label of being a success, with only having the strength and the courage to claim one's power, one's creative power, and to tap into the faith that is necessary to go into the world to partake of life. Then one enjoys life on planet Earth instead of living in a limited world of frightened humankind.